This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Cool.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's coming through my proper mic, isn't it?
From what you can hear. Really nice.
Lovely. How are you?
Good. Long time no speaky.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of showbiz sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
The bearded brothers.
Oh, God, John, you've got a beard.
Yeah, I need to. I'm basically waiting to have my. Basically, right. When I have my haircut, I have my eyebrows, my hair, and my beard done all at the same time.
Your eyebrows.
Yeah.
What gets done to them?
Nothing. Nah, just like a little shape up with the razor. Lovely stuff.
Great start. Where,
in the middle.
In the middle, and then round the outskirts. Yeah.
Oh, how lovely.
The outskirts. What have you been filming, Alfie? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, just a FIFA video.
Okay.
Yeah. I say just. pretty.
A very successful FIFA video.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense season for 1860 Munich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Can't give too much away.
No.
Balotelli.
Got the viewers in the palm of your hands.
35-year-old Balotelli had a stinker. He's gone.
Uh-oh.
Is that what he is now? 35 years old?
Well, we're playing in like 2029 or something.
Ah, so he's 30.
Something like that, yeah.
Super maths.
Yeah,
love this, guys. Love this. Let's keep this up.
I'm 50.
Okay.
I'm fucking 50.
Oh, shit. Was it your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what is important? It's my mum's birthday today.
Oh, wow. Just trampled on that.
Yeah, just talking
incredible.
About David's birthday.
Totally trampled on it.
Okay. Put a pin in that. Put a pin in that, John.
Let's talk about your mum's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I feel bad I didn't say it on the day, but I don't.
This isn't going
to come.
Well, but it is on the day, but it's just not going to come out on the day.
What?
Oh, you're talking about David still. Oh, fair enough.
I don't feel bad. I've never met your mum. I don't know her from Toffee.
Right, no need to bring insults into it. Come on.
That's not an insult. I don't know your mum. All I know is that she's a minx, or whatever you call it. What are they? What am I trying to say here?
Dominatrix.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a dominatrix.
Well, she's not a dominatrix.
No. That's her character.
No, she plays a dominatrix. Yes, sorry.
Very well.
Very convincing.
Right there, guys. Okie dokie.
How old's your mum?
Oh, she won't want me saying that.
All right. So you brought it up, but you're not.
Classic job.
I said it was her birthday.
Right.
Did you get her anything?
You don't ask a woman how old she is. Don't you know your manners, boys?
I would ask.
Did you get her anything?
I have not yet, no. I don't know. I'm a bad gift giver.
I mean, you don't give any gifts.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not a gift giver.
Every time I've given gifts in the past, cough, cough. Parents, they've been not happy with them. So
you've made a conscious decision to not give gifts because
they won't be happy with them.
So you're pissed off with them.
I guess you could say so.
or is that an excuse because you don't actually think about them?
No, I just don't know what would I don't know what I would get them now that they would actually be happy with.
A card? To start?
Yeah, got a card. That's not a
gardening
gift,
gloves.
There we go. Boom.
Yeah. My mum does love gardening, actually.
And a kneeling mat.
But she's already got that stuff. That's the problem.
Get her a new pair. Lovely.
Yeah. Can't have too many.
You literally can't have too many gardening gloves.
Right. Well, you have to think to yourself, what does my mother enjoy? And what can I get her to even just show? It's so you can show her, leather? I know you like this. Leather. There we go.
No, my mum's not a leather kind of gal. I think...
good to know.
She likes gin. Loves a bit of gin.
Oh, right, yeah.
Get her a bottle of gin. Lovely.
She went to a gin tasting thing with my Auntie Nicola the other day, actually.
Where was that? Oh, lovely.
Near the cathedral, yeah.
Right.
Quite nice, actually, yeah. Lovely.
Get her a bottle of gin, then. There you go.
Yeah. She's already got enough gin, though. I'm trying to think. Teaching? What could I get her teaching was?
She's a teacher.
She's a lecturer, a colleger.
She's a teacher, but moonlights as a dominatrix.
No, that's where she does it at the Christmas quiz.
At the Christmas quiz.
For the students. I bet they love that.
For the other members of the faculty.
Ah, I see.
In the staff room.
Yeah. All behind closed doors.
Doors locked. David, how do you feel being 50?
I could do a whole hour on it. Okay. It's horrible.
Oh, really?
You don't feel any different than you did the day before, though.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen, I can't talk to a 22-year-old about what it's like to hit 50.
Can you try?
Well, you literally can. You can try.
I can't be bothered. It's horrible.
But what do you feel actually a difference? Because there's definitely not a difference from day to day, right? It's a slow, gradual process of decay over many years of...
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. You're decaying.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth. Decaying. Yeah, you're decaying.
Wait, you wake up in the morning. Does it hit you like a ton of bricks?
I didn't think it was going to hit me. I went, fuck, I've got no control over this. Fuck, I'm heading towards the end now. Shit, fucking hell, I've got 20 years left. What was 20 years ago? Fucking hell, shit, that seems like yesterday. Fuck.
Why have you got 20 years? I think you've got more than 20 years. Modern medicine. No?
Do you think?
Yeah, 20 years. You're not going to die at 70, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah.
You do never know.
No, yeah, no. Not yet.
You never know.
You just don't, though, do you?
No, you don't.
But you should look at it this way. You're blessed to even make it to 50. Some people
and I do. And I do. Thank you very much. And
do
I
you?
That, was, that wasn't.
Doesn't sound very grateful. You're going, oh, fuck.
I'm approaching the end, was your exact quote.
You're not remotely approaching the end.
Don't say that because he could be. You don't know.
No, do say that.
Okay, I hope you're not approaching the end, but I ain't going to test fate like you two are.
So what do you want me to say? You are approaching
the last thing I want to talk about is old age to a spunky 22-year-old.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate. Don't call me spunky.
Oh, it is.
Have we got a song to play, John?
Yes, I thought that was what we would... Yeah. See?
What did you do for your birthday? Just on final before we get onto the song, what did you do for your birthday?
I bet you were miserable all day.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Listen, you don't want to go there.
I do. I desperately do.
That's why I asked.
Maybe
why would I not
don't want to go there.
So you wake up, you realise you have that.
Yeah,
sort
you
of...
wake up, nothing's changed. Yeah, you're 50.
No.
What?
No.
I'll tell you what it's like. It's like being strapped to a conveyor belt and you're heading towards a circular saw.
Right.
Heck, it's a bit extreme.
That doesn't sound nice.
No.
Wait, but the night before, did it not hit you? Why is it hitting you when you wake up? Like, oh God, I'm...
When you see 5-0 on the birthday, can you imagine that? Your next birthday says 5-0 on it.
Well, mine will...
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So,
It's
why
really.
Why did you make it right? Wait, wait,
now,
wait, wait.
Now
wait.
You say it. If I saw that, I'd
David,
have a crisis.
Genuinely, in, David, in as best as you can describe, how long ago does 22 seem to you?
22. Where was I? Was that 1996? Fucking hell.
Year I was born. Sorry.
What? Was it? Was,
yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, I'm done.
You're so old. That's quality.
Fucking hell.
David, may I just add, you look amazing for 50. A lot of people at 50 would kill to look like you.
Yeah. You look fantastic.
You do.
22 seems like, does seem like a long time ago now, but and I shall say 30 doesn't. Mm. How old are you?
27.
27. Yeah, it didn't seem that long ago. Good luck.
What were you doing?
Good luck. Good luck with what? You can't just say, give me some tips. Come on.
Yeah.
What was I doing at 27? Where was that? Oh, what's that date? 2001. It's just before my boy was born. Driving a truck, feeling incredibly depressed. Thank you.
Okay.
No, I was at university.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
What? How did you go from driving a truck to university?
Yeah, I want to know about the truck years.
Yeah. Delivering building tools, going, what am I doing?
We're back to insulting bloody truck drivers.
No, we're
the
not.
The second ep in a row.
No, we're not. No, we're not. At what point did you have your, like, oh, shit, I could do something else with my life, not more, because some people like being truck drivers, but at what point did you go, right, I need to fix up and do something I want to do? At what age did that hit you?
What age was I? 27. At 28 or 29, I made a film.
What was it?
About a monster hunter.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
And that's when it all kicked off. And here we are.
Yeah. And it's led you to here.
Yeah. Lovely.
Very nice.
Very nice too.
50. That's not that old, to be honest. My dad's older than you and my mum.
I'm looking forward to being 50 because that's the age where you can just sort of sit down, have a glass of wine. You're not responsible to go out
and
do shit.
I've always said that. Get me to 45 now.
It's lovely. In the head, it's lovely being 50. There's just occasions when you go, fucking hell, the clock's ticking.
Yeah, but I think the clock's ticking now.
For
so
you,
imagine what
John.
I'll be thinking. Yeah. I always think,
mate, you're going to have a massive breakdown.
No, I don't sit there like constantly, but every now and then I go, oh shit, like I want to do something in my life and I don't want to be sort of, every day is like a day, not wasted, but it is if you don't do something that you want to do.
It is when you wake up at 5 p.m.
Yeah. What time did you get up today?
About when you sent the text into the WhatsApp chat.
What was that, one?
Yeah.
One? I didn't go to bed till about 6:30. So.
No, I haven't.
Why? Why would you do that to yourself?
So
6:30?
What?
So
you went to bed at 6:30?
Yeah, so, but I wasn't even, this is the worst bit, I wasn't even on a night out. So all of my mates, so I'd finished all my assignments.
Prowling around your house at about 4 a.m. John's walking.
Yeah.
No, everyone's up. Everyone's up.
You need to get out of that place, honestly. It's killing you.
Listen to me. So last night, me and one of my other mates are one of the only two that have like completed all of our assignments, basically. So we had a free night. But everyone else also wanted a free night. So everyone brought all their assignment work down to the living room and we had a movie night. So we watched Good Will Hunting.
Why did you not just go to bed and let them get on with their work? Why did you have to watch
because
a movie?
Because we wanted to be there for moral support, but didn't want to just sit in silence.
No, not moral support for doing the work you've been assigned to do. That's not moral support. Just get on with your bloody work, you lazy sods.
Flipping hell. Who's sounding like the 50-year-old now? You
no, I'm sorry. Moral support. You've done your work. Go enjoy your night.
Exactly. I was enjoying my night. I was watching the films.
What time did you watch Good Will Hunting? What time did you slap it on?
That I think that started at about half.
Weird choice of film to watch.
You were. Yeah, it's quite funny.
No, so we. No, listen. We do something in the house called actor. Right, cool, let me talk. We do actor linking, right? So you have to watch biscuit. A film. No, you're thinking of Soggy Biscuit, and no, we don't play biscuit. That.
Yeah, so, back in my day, it was
we do act what we call actor linking. So you've got to watch the next film has to involve someone that the main character, like the main actor from the previous film, has acted with. That's fine. Uh-huh. Don't listen. I'll just explain to the masses.
Why can you guys never just watch a film that you want to watch? There's always got to be
because else we'll end up watching the same shit.
Well, no, you're watching the same actors night after night after
night. We're not. If you listened, instead of going, I'm not listening, wah, wah, wah.
Hang on. Were you watching Good Will Hunting around about 2 a.m.?
I think it finished at about 2, and then we
Are you not getting a bit snoozy at that point?
Yeah.
No, I was having a milkshake. I was having a milkshake?
Yeah. What, watching Robin Williams crying?
So then we went down a little Robin Williams path. So we said that Matt Damon is probably the main actor of Good Will Hunting, or Ben Affleck, whichever one you fancy. But we went with Matt Damon. So we then went, okay, who's acting with Matt Damon in this film? Right, Robin Williams. So we then went on to Knights at the Museum, whatever the film's called. But there was a film in after that, and I can't think of what film it was.
Doesn't anyone go, sorry, guys, I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm going to bed now. I don't know what I was thinking doing this.
No. Anyway, then at about 4:30 in the morning, we drove to Asda. 24-hour Asda.
God. Can you imagine being the person working behind the counter?
There was no one behind the counter. It was all self-checkout.
Right.
Just go in. I got a bag of Vimto bonbons and another Yazoo milkshake.
Cute what you eat, Vimto, isn't it?
Vimto bonbons. That's got to be a song name.
And then
what, you fancied them at 4:30 in the morning?
I didn't fancy them, but there's a crack.
Are they
deal.
The ones with like the dusty cover that go chewy? Yeah,
when you have one, it leaves like a little pink layer of
yeah candy. Sort of thing you want to eat around about 10 to 5.
Yeah, so by the time we got back, it was about 5, and everyone was a bit like, "Oh god, not really that tired." So we put.
Fucking ton of inside bonbons.
We got halfway through another film, but I can't remember what film it was.
Oh, God. Fuck.
When you go to sleep, are you like, what have I just done there? Or are you like, what a brilliant time?
Oh, I just get up, take my clothes off.
Do you ever feel like revitalized?
Hmm.
Or are you like, oh, good fucking hell.
I've never ever in my entire life felt like shit. I need to go to bed right now. So I just go to bed whenever I fancy.
Do you ever feel well rested though?
Mate, I feel full of life today. Honestly, I've not. Last night was something else. It's quality.
And then you got up at 1.
Well, I got woken up at 1:30 by a couple of my mates shouting about Cheltenham downstairs.
So you got 7 hours, I suppose. What's
that?
The races.
Oh.
Lovely.
Well, that it's a nice little segue to Exeter.
I can't remember the third film we watched.
Don't worry. Well, who's it got in it? Robin Williams.
No, that's what I'm trying to think. Who was the actor link that we
genuinely
had
don't
end?
Worry.
Yeah.
Okay, if it comes to me, I'll just shout it out.
Don't bother.
Okay, all right. No one cares about my life interests. Just because you guys live normal, I'm the only one with an interesting life here. You all go to bed at 7, wake up at 6.
I don't think eating Vimto bonbons at 4:30 in the morning watching Good Will Hunting is that interesting. Sorry.
Okay, east of the road, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. That's just not for me. I just would go, what am I doing?
Yeah, but because you've got a rational life. You've got like a partner and a mortgage and a house and an actual job. Okay, all right, rent and all this other shit, like actual responsibilities. I could literally, all I've got to do today is make sure I leave the house by 4:15 to get to Shrewsbury for 4:15 and I'm fine.
What? Are you commentating?
No, I'm in the boardroom today.
Ooh. Will Neil be there?
Nigel, sorry.
Will Nigel
Well,
be
no,
there?
He's the boardroom host at Exeter City, so if he was
so he
the boardroom host...
He won't go.
He just might be in the away end. Actually, Nigel might be. He's been going to a few away games recently. He went to one the other day. Again, why can't I remember what game it was? Peterborough away he went to.
Mm.
What did you say?
Up the away end.
Up the away end.
Yeah.
That's. Are you trying? You trying to be hip there?
No, nope. I'm suggesting a dildo is placed up somewhere.
Oh, the away. Oh, okay.
Upper bottom.
Yeah, fair enough. Inappropriate again, but we'll let it slide.
That's what she said.
Right. Okay, very I'm nice. Going.
Come on, you're 50.
Grow up.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Oh.
Just the last thing before we go on to Exeter City. Does, like, doing something with me and Alfie, as in, like, this podcast,
keep you young?
Not keep you young, though? Do you not feel like, oh, I'm still... Because I think you're cool, right? And I don't think many 50-year-olds are cool. So I think that, no, see, that's not cool. You're not meant to say...
Is it not cool to call yourself cool?
No. Obviously not. No. Who wants to... Who goes around calling themselves... I've got a spider on it.
No, it's nice to know what the... Cool? What the young dudes are up to.
I really like hearing these stories and all those teachers. Yeah. I feel like I've been...
No, you were just slagging me off 30 seconds ago.
Oh, I do. Right.
Have you heard someone have sex in your house?
David, I live in a house of 9 lads. I think if I hadn't, answer I'd be quite it. Weird.
Answer the question.
Yeah, I said if I hadn't, I'd be quite weird, yes. Yeah.
Out of the 10 members, how many have you heard?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
Maybe only 3. Yes, David. Yes.
How do you look at them? How do you look at them in the same way the next day, though? I'd feel really... I couldn't make eye contact. And
no, there's a big... So Tuesdays is the big night out for us. We go to 256 Tuesdays. Everyone knows about it. Anyone who listens to the pod, I've had loads of tweets of people going 256 unreal place. It is. Thank you. But the day after,
cheers.
The day after is our like the campus league regulated fixtures. Every Wednesday you play a game. So the day after a night out is essentially you play football. So there's a few awkward encounters where you come down early in the morning and someone's trying to shuffle a girl out the house quietly, or, you know, like, ooh, so someone's brought someone around sort of thing. So you get those kind of things, but it, like, it's part and parcel of being at uni, isn't it?
You've actually heard them?
Yeah. Bumping. Come back a few. So
when
sometimes
when I say here, what? I don't mean the creaking. I mean.
No, yeah.
The noises.
Yeah.
The whole
shebang. What sort of thing have you heard?
Can you do an impression of what you've heard?
This is people. This, come on, it's privacy matters here.
Yeah, but you don't name them.
No.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keep going.
God, I can't do this. You're actually 50. You're 50 and we're having this conversation.
Yeah. What have you heard, John? I've done my...
I'm not going to do this for you boys, but yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, come why? On. How is that? You know, I want to... I would like a dignified career one day, not someone bringing up, is John make him an impression of all his friends' sex noises?
Oh. Could you know how some people can distinguish, like, bird calls? Could you listen and go,
well, it's quite hard.
That's Tommy.
It's hard because I, like, you're walking past their door, so you know whose room it is, right?
Are there any you've heard where you thought, fucking hell, it's a bit weird?
Yeah, what's going on in there?
Basically, the way it normally happens is, like one of your mates might leave the nightclub early and go back to our place, and we are still at the club till like 3-4 in the morning, sometimes later, and you come back, and like, coincidentally, they might be, you know, going at it. But like, that's...
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care how you hear it. I want to know what you've heard.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go into that. That's not...
Okay,
that
have you ever heard anything that's made you go, that's not normal?
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
As in, like, have I ever walked past and gone, I should intervene or like help?
Not
or...
I should intervene, just like that sounds a little bit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, everything I've heard is pretty like
normal. Run of the mill.
Yeah, like sort of your standard.
What's that? Grunting?
What are we doing here? Jesus.
John, Sonny Cox,
yes.
Come on.
Yes, buddy, yes.
Oh, yeah, what happened on the weekend?
Come on.
Right, I'm muting while
I'm great result.
Can I tell you what I did, John?
Were you at the game?
No. I watched on iFollow.
Okay. Okay.
Watch the first half. Yeah, couldn't be bothered to watch the first 15 minutes of the second half. Missed the goals. Yeah.
An Ollie Watkins style player. And it's so cool to see. He's not as quick and he's probably not technically as good just yet. But like some of his instincts, like, wow. Like his two goals were superb. But obviously both on his stronger foot. But wowzers. I got
you're
real
saying Ollie. He could be a Prem standard doodah.
If he keeps going at the rate he's going, Ollie Watkins had a similar sort of like burst onto the scene. He sort of had a couple of loans, couldn't quite do anything, then had one good loan, came back and was unreal for a couple of seasons, and then bang, he was just off. His career just completely took off. And since he's come back on loan from Yeovil, Sonny's been
Where's he going to end up playing?
I don't know, but that's the question because Ollie was different. I think Ollie was coming into a period where he had a year left on his deal. So we were having to decide whether to sell or whether to keep or whatever. But with Sonny, he's just signed a 2-year deal, literally the week before he scored these two goals. So we're in a really good position where, if he has a good end to this season and a good season next season, we probably could be looking at some real moolah again.
But you think he might go and play in the Premier or the Championship?
I don't know. I mean, it's the problem is it's such a huge step and he's not as big as Ollie was in terms of like height. So, like, there's a lot of things that will come into it. He's still extremely young as well. I think Ollie was probably a little bit older when he burst onto the scene. But I don't want to get carried. It sounds like I'm getting carried away, but I'm not. I felt real Ollie Watkins-ish vibes when the two goals. I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is someone who is really coming into his own.
The two goals that I missed.
Yeah, he's finding that he can compete at this level and pretty comfortably as well.
Why didn't you bother to watch?
Because we couldn't get the ball off them in the first half.
Oh, God. And God, so like, you tantrumed again.
I didn't tantrum. I didn't.
We're used to it by now.
It was half time, and I thought, whatever I did, I was like, well, I'm not going to rush back. It'll be 2 or 3 nil when I go back.
You missed 15 minutes.
Yeah, Sonny Cox scored 15 big ones. Eight seconds of the second half.
What were you doing for 15 minutes?
That's a super question. That's a really great question.
That's better than watching the game.
I don't know. I was just like...
No, you do know. Why do you say you don't know? Because you remember the 15-minute period that you missed, so you must have remembered what you did in those 15 minutes.
Honestly, listen, you know, I'm an open book.
You're delaying. What were you doing for those 15 minutes, please, sir?
Listen...
I'm an open book.
And if I could remember saying I'm an open book and just say what you were doing.
What does an open book mean to you?
Listen, if I...
What are you keep telling me to listen? I'm obviously going to listen.
Why can't you say what you were doing? What the heck were you doing?
I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. I turned it off for half time. Who knows what I did?
Were you burying the body? What were you doing?
What was so bad
that you can't tell us what you did?
God only knows what. Half time, I stopped. Who knows?
You're going to say it, Ed. What did you do?
Made a cup of tea.
Probably made a cup of tea. Maybe I read a book.
I read a book.
I had a bloody book on the go.
You didn't read a book. No, you'd have just watched the game.
Possibly not.
I'm not doing this.
See, now I'm thinking, what the heck did he do that he can't say?
Right, okay, so me and Alfie will predict what you did. So I'm going to go with burying a body. Alfie?
Burying a body?
In 15 minutes?
Wait, piece of piss. Get the shovel out.
I think you might have done something slightly embarrassing that you don't want to say. Like you had diarrhea.
Did you have diarrhea? You fell up the steps again.
Did you have crippling diarrhea?
Oh, God, yeah.
I think it could be that. And you don't want to say that.
Let's say that.
It's worse than
you're
that.
You're so boring.
What did you do?
If I knew what I did, what did you do between 1:30 and 1:45?
I was sat there watching Friday? The game.
No, a week last Friday.
No, but
If that's you not missed... the same, though, is it?
No, because that's a very specific 15 minutes where you could go, oh, well, I was doing this.
Listen, I probably got up, made something to eat. But there are other people in the house, maybe having conversations with people. I'll bring them into it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'll go and watch the rest of it.
Did you have an awkward conversation? Is that why you can't say?
No.
When you came back, no, forget this, because we're not going to get it out of him.
No,
so what's
it's
the
nothing
point?
To
when
get
came,
out of me.
When, yeah, okay, whatever. When you came back, were you like, oh, shit, it's 2-1?
Honestly, I was like, how the fuck did that happen?
Were you annoyed?
Yeah, I was annoyed, but I couldn't understand how we got 2 goals because we couldn't get the ball for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was like the commentator summed it up perfectly. I hate the cliche is so crap, but it literally was a game of two halves. They were better in the first. We were miles better than them in the second. And both teams should have won it in there.
They look, honestly, what happened in the second half?
They were crap, weren't they?
They said in the first half it reminded me of Ipswich.
Yeah, I listened to that as well, yeah.
How much they were dominating. Second half, they couldn't get the ball.
Well, Alfie was at the Ipswich game at SJP, and you guys were... although it was only 2-0 in that particular game, you guys were... That was the best I've ever seen a League One side play. And Bolton were very similar.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Does it feel like he's like complimenting you when he says that? Is there a little bit where you go, thank you?
Yeah, I do. I really
do. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I feel like you're saying you did well. I've
you
never
get
seen
the ball well.
I've never seen someone play so well as you, Alfie.
Are the wheels falling off Ipswich a little bit, Alf?
Great question.
Because like at the start of the season, if someone told you you're pretty much guaranteed playoffs, you would have snapped their hand off, right? But given where you are now, it probably
I'm
a little bit.
Still over the moon.
Okay. Oh, that's
I'll tell you what I'm not over the moon about.
Oh, dear.
Is that we're currently third, Norwich is sixth, which means playoffs would be against
play
them.
Other.
Which
oh,
I don't.
Oh, my
which
God. That's amazing.
Is, well, we've been there, got the t-shirt. It was the t-shirt didn't fit. It was awful.
Oh, that would be so good for the pod.
I can't go through
please
it again.
Please, can we watch it on
we
the
could
pod?
Watch them live, yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
They'll both be on Sky, so we'll
yeah.
watch them.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Let's do it.
Wow.
But hopefully they'll drop
it's,
off.
There's or... still a lot of twists and turns left in that division. For certain,
there is. It was so... a very good opportunity this weekend to...
And by the way, Cardiff are no pushovers in that division. They're only three points off the playoffs.
No, it was rubbish, John.
I watched the game. Cardiff were the better side, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was rubbish. It's what it is.
It was the early kickoff, wasn't it, on the Saturday?
Yeah.
In the champ. But I'm never going to watch the Prem over the champ. So, yeah, I whacked it on. Didn't realise it was you, boys.
I
loved
watched
it.
The Prem.
Yeah, because you're boring. Generic, same old.
All right.
Everybody,
fucking hell.
Everybody watches the Prem. It's boring.
Yeah. Why does everyone watch the Prem? Because the best players are in it.
Yeah.
Well, Exeter were great. In the second half.
Yeah, super. Sonny Cox was great. Excellent great in the second half.
So many people were saying, if we play like that,
yeah,
we'll be in the playoffs.
Definitely safe. I was looking today. Definitely safe.
Yeah.
No, what are we? 7 points. But the other teams have got... Tonight is massive. Tonight's massive.
It's way more than 7 points.
7 points.
It's got to be more than that. Hang on.
7 points.
Isn't it 7 points if Cheltenham win their game in hand or something?
No, it'll be... 7 points.
It's 7 points.
It'd be 4 points if Cheltenham win their game in hand.
They're not going to win. They're not.
But they won for 5 games.
Yeah.
Tonight's massive. Tonight is actually quite a big game.
Yeah,
isn't it? 6 point up.
Shit.
Doesn't it get nice and tasty though down at the bottom?
At least there's something to think about.
Yum yum.
Imagine being like Northampton right now.
God, I'd love to be in Northampton right now. I would literally
50 points. Yeah, what's the point? Play everyone's grands for the rest.
I hated it last year, John. It was so boring in the middle.
No, I get that from a neutral point of view, which is what you are. It would be frustrating.
He's a big Exeter fan. Actually, he does a podcast about it.
The podcast I just spent 45 minutes talking about sex noises. Welcome.
Yeah.
Are we going to play this song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of sex noises.
How do we do this? Is this when you send it over to him?
I'll send it to John.
Send it over.
Okay, this is lovely.
You could just overlay it after that.
This is special.
Yeah. Ooh, interesting. Right.
I haven't sent it to you.
No, I just saw another email.
What was it?
What?
Nothing. What?
You can't say, ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
No, I've been asked by the BBC to do Exeter City versus Stevenage.
Ooh. That is interesting.
From Alan Richardson. You can't see a shitting thing. So
I love that they come back to you.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't come back to me though. He's just asked me if I can do that one.
Yeah, but the fact that do they not listen to the pod?
Well, if they keep hiring me, then probably not. Oh, hold on, it's
John. The song is called Party John.
Mm-hmm.
It's not loading at the moment.
A little bit of context.
Exactly.
Out of all the songs, I did say to Dave, this is one I was most worried about lyrically.
Yeah, you were worried. No need to be worried, Alfie.
Yeah, I just think if you're okay with this, then I can really go to town.
You're such a dick. The fact that if it's okay with this, I can really go to town.
No, but I feel like I'm not expressing myself fully because I'm worried about what you might think.
Baby steps.
Yeah, exactly.
Downloading 2.8 megabytes. Here we go. Track 3. Let's play that down the microphone.
I get so nervous.
Look at me grooving, romancing, and all the ladies flipping love me cause I'm ever so handsome, and all my friends are here with me. Yeah, I know all of their willies. Yeah, I know Steve's, I know Billy's, and I know Ben's, I know Timmy's. And now I'm seeing the ladies and that I'm driving them crazy. Yeah, they just want me to love them, but Exeter is my baby, and here's a valuable lesson for all the females I'm kissing. Yeah, I might tell you I love you, but not as much as the Grecians, cause I miss the birth of my child to see us play at Carlisle. I wouldn't go to my wedding if we were at home to Reading. Yeah, I do not need to find the one when we're mid-table in League One. Yeah, I can have you whenever, but Exeter is forever.
Staying out till 5 a.m. and wake up, do it all again. I just don't want this night to end. I know the willies of my friends. Some are big and some are small and some are hairy, some are bald, but do I care? No, not at all, cause we're
John. Sorry, can I just personally, before I comment on the actual lyrics of the song, you are wasting an incredibly talented gift that you have. The fact that you could just make something like that.
David did the music.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, we know David's extremely talented, but come on. If you can make something like that, you can make a bloody number one hit. Seriously, maybe that was really, really impressive.
Maybe it's it. Yeah, this is it.
Maybe I just have.
No, you haven't put them anywhere that people can listen to them. Everyone, honestly.
If I did, then it's
everyone in this house will listen to that.
No. No.
At 4:30 a.m.
No.
Some bonbons.
Honestly, if I had a pound But every time someone at Peterborough came up to me and went, "Oh, when's Happy John or Potter Let Go of Hurt coming on, coming out so I can listen to it?"
No, everyone knows the name. When's Let Go of Hurt coming out?
Well, how much money would you have?
I faced about 30 quid. No, I mean, 30 is a lot. About maybe 20 quid.
Tenner. Not even that.
Seriously.
7 quid.
Seriously, though.
I'd have a pound.
They are really... I FaceTimed my... Well, my brother FaceTimed me the other day, and in the background, my auntie was singing Let Go of Hurt, John.
I love that your family is singing.
So your family...
It's bloody catchy. No, well, no, my mates from home also were like, "Oh, that Happy John was quality."
Yeah, bro. Happy John, man.
We don't speak like that. We're from Exeter, not from bloody East
Hello,
London.
Mate.
I See, the thing is, we got to pierce the bigger audience. How are we going to get
Honestly,
into...
Alfie, that was, like, the podcast aside, that was actually really bloody impressive. Like, that was really good.
Thanks, John.
No, like, thanks, like, I like, you know, people like say, oh, XYZ is talented, but that's an actual talent. Like, what we're doing right now is not a talent.
Expect this from Willy.
It's really emotional.
Nah, no, put the like,
you should listen
the
to
actual,
the next one and
put
the next
one. Aside, right,
because, I know, like, flipping hell. The
have you two heard them all?
Our next song's called The Boardroom.
The Boardroom is good. The Boardroom is my favorite.
They need to be that length every time, by the way. The other two were too short. That was a perfect length.
Oh,
can you actually put these somewhere that people can listen to them?
Yes, but we need... Yeah.
But what?
I want the album to be done, and then we drop it as an album.
Yeah. But then the hype's going to be gone by then. You need to release a couple to keep people in the loop.
You're right.
Trust me, I know what I'm doing when it comes to music production.
Yeah. All right, maybe... If people liked Party John, we could stick the first three out.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, people are going to flipping lap that up. That was brilliant.
John,
that was
no
the best
one
made.
Will listen to them.
I know. I think you're imagining like a million streams.
No. Obviously not. Obviously, no. I'm not imagining that.
Why
I'm just saying.
Not?
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
No, because a million streams. Alfie's actually got proper music out that hasn't hit that. So, and
all right,
good.
Are you insulting my music?
I'm saying that's actually good.
This is taking a turn.
Alfie, how do we get this onto BBC introducing?
It would have to be.
Genuinely, how do we get on
well,
stage?
Well, you need it to be non-explicit for a start. It's got about 55 Willy references.
Okay, this is what we do. We make radio edits and we save them into BBC Introducing Devon.
We send
That's
them
the
into...
start.
Well, surely John knows the boss said, didn't he?
Yeah, I could try... James Vickery might put them on.
Then enough... The radio DJs have to see enough potential in it to then go, we're going to give a shot on these guys on stage.
Wow.
No, we don't want it. We don't want it sung on stage because that's
we do.
No, that's embarrassing for you. You've got to sing about my mate's penises on stage.
That's fine. I'm fine with it. Totally
fine. Do you know Bez from the Happy Mondays, John?
No, I feel like I should I know?
Well, anyway, he didn't play any musical instruments, but he'd have maracas and he'd just dance.
Oh, okay.
On stage, so you could do that.
Oh, so what you're saying is I'm a talentless clown?
No,
I'm saying you can't play any musical instruments.
No, I can't. I could probably have a stint on the like backing vocals. I'll back myself to sing.
Oh yeah, you can sing, can't you?
Yeah.
You might need it. Can you? How
Everyone
does that
be
work?
Like,
can
fucking hell, the pit, the John that they're fucking singing about is him.
That's yeah.
John. Oh my God. What we can do is to
get
all of my mates that you sing about their penises to come and then they can have Miranda coming up.
That's a little bit, what for the music?
Come on. I mean, come to the venue.
Into a little pot.
And we can have maracas coming up.
Biscuit again.
Shut up. They could have maracas coming out their flyers and they just sort of shake them
Oh
out.
My God.
And obviously the maracas would signify the penises that are being spoke about in the really emotionally enthralling song. On a serious level, I don't like all pod shit aside. That was actually really impressive.
Thanks, John.
Like I wouldn't even know I would have the foggiest clue where to start with any of that shit.
You inspired us.
No, I haven't.
Exactly.
You have.
Exactly.
You have.
I've inspired an album that you're too embarrassed to put out.
No, you really have.
Well, I hope I inspire everybody else to take note of their mates' penises.
Are some hairy and some bald?
Nah, there's a lot of the boys keep up to trim quite well, actually.
So they're all bald.
Yeah. Well, really? Most people. Well, I think most people my age do just keep it on in check. Like, you never let it get too.
See what? Bushy.
You know, overgrown.
Well,
right.
Lovely. Thank you.
I genuinely can't get over that,
can you?
Can we play it one more time?
No, absolutely.
Before we go, because I do need to go and
really listen to the lyrics.
Haven't
we written one that's quite emotional? Is it the next one? Is it the next one?
There is what? One, yeah.
Let Go of Hurt.
No, we've done it. We've done another one where we were talking about, God, this feels like you leaving university and sort of,
yeah,
the world's your oyster. Yeah. Mm.
That's going to be really nice.
One criticism I would have, and I don't know if it's because I'm not listening through headphones, but some of the words I actually can't make out what he's saying.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Okay.
But that might be because I've got headphones on and I'm listening through speak, but let's hope so. This intro, by the way. Oh, for flip's sake. I was
I'm going out. I'm going out tonight. It's Buddy John.
He really likes it.
It's Buddy. I'm doing bras.
You do it. I'm doing right. Hold on. What's that bit? I'm doing what? Cigars.
I'm doing bras.
It's
I'm
doing John. Bras.
I'm doing bras again.
It's Buddy. Staying out till 5 a.m. and wake up to it all again. Don't want this night to end. I know the willies of my friends. Some are big and some are small, and some are hairy, some are bald. But do I care? No, not at all. Cause we're all going on the ball. I'm moving, I'm dancing, look at me grooving, romancing, and all the ladies flipping love me cause I'm ever so handsome, and all my friends are here with me, yeah, I know all of their willies, yeah, I know Steve's, I know Billy's, and I know Ben's, I know Timmy's, and now I'm seeing the ladies, and that I'm driving them crazy, yeah, they just want me to love them, but Exeter is my baby, and here's a valuable lesson for all the females I'm kissing, yeah, I'ma tell you I love you, but not as much as the Grecians, cause I miss the birth of my child to see us play at Carlisle. I wouldn't go to my wedding if we were at home to Reading, yeah, I do not need to find the one when we're mid-table in League One. Yeah, I can have you whenever, but Exeter is forever.
Staying out till 5 a.m. and wake up, do it all again. I just don't want this night to end. I know the willies of my friends. Some are big and some are small, and some are hairy, some are bald. But do I care? No, not at all. Cause we're all going on the ball.
It's Buddy John. It's Buddy. It's Buddy John.
I can imagine that being sung on the Big Bang. Staying out too far, man.
Red Square Choir.
You've got to have a dream, haven't you?
Hey, when this gets played over the tunnel, I'll tell you what, there'll be 80,000 people feeling their groove. That is great! I love that. That is so good. I'm flipping. Oh, I'm listening to that all the way down.
Little Prezi.
Hey, my enjoy brother it, hears mate. That. He's going, he loves the songs. And he hears this one. Yeah, honestly. Yes! Great end. That is great. That is so good.
Hey.
No, clap him.
Cheers.
Clap yourselves, actually. Everyone clap yourselves. Anyway, three clueless individuals come together, one with a story, one with a musical background, and the other with a cracking voice. You can make yourself a superb little album.
What a lovely little summary. Thank you, John.
Oh, my God.
One with a story.
One with a story.
Story
bomb
to tell.
Vintos.
Okay. Hey. If they're not in one of the future songs,
Hey, of course they'll be. There's been a song all about them.
Yeah.
All right, big game tonight. Just to finish it off, Exeter City versus Shrewsbury. Big relegation, 6-pointer. That could either alter my mood in a good way or a bad way for the next pod. Tune in to find out. Thank you all for listening to My New Football Club pod. See you all soon.
Could you do that on every episode? Introduce them.
That was really good.
Yeah,
that was actually good.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah.